Mr. Chairperson, for giving my delegation the floor. I will take this opportunity to express our views with regard to paragraphs 23 and 24. First, on para 23, my delegation would like to insist the use of appropriate modal verbs such as should or may, as we have expressed earlier. These must be used uniformly in the report. In para 23, we note that you have used formulations such as interrupt, disable, or otherwise control the system or system functions. We appreciate the primacy you have accorded to IHL in the report, including in this paragraph. We believe that IHL is the fundamental benchmark for measures relating to emerging technologies on laws. My delegation believes that the terms interrupt, disable, or otherwise control the system or system functions must be read strictly in accordance with the obligations under IHL, which this paragraph also elaborates. Given this understanding, we are willing to consider this paragraph. We would like to make a few changes to this para to enable us to support it. Along with the qualifier, where feasible, we would like to use the word appropriate. It would read as where appropriate and feasible. Also, we would like to introduce few other changes. I would read the amended para for your consideration. Those responsible for the use of a weapon system based on emerging technologies in the area of laws should consider where feasible and appropriate to interrupt, disable, or otherwise control the system or system functions as necessary to support the effective implementation of international humanitarian law. As you may have seen, we have replaced as necessary to comply with IHL with as necessary to support effective implementation of IHL. The rationale is that we do not think that these measures are strictly required in compliance with IHL, but rather they can support effective implementation of IHL. We need to make a clear distinction between these two. This change will also make it consistent with the formulation in the chapeau of paragraph 21. On para 24, my delegation has strong concerns. We had underlined these concerns in our opening statement in this session. These concerns were also presented in the first session of our group this year, as well as during the informal discussions. I would like to reiterate our concerns once again on the matter to you. My delegation is of the view that the draft articles on state responsibility as adopted by International Law Commission is not an established one. We believe that the focus of the group should be on international humanitarian law rather than on the principles of states' responsibility and of relationship between them. We believe that such formulations also go beyond the mandate of the working group. This is a larger debate which is beyond the ambit of this group and the framework we operate in. We underline once again that references to attribution of responsibility for consequences of use and establishing mechanisms for reporting and investigating incidents will not be acceptable to my delegation. My delegation would like to affirm the viewpoint that the operation of the concepts of responsibility and accountability are to be operationalized at the national level and by national authorities. We would therefore strongly urge you that paragraphs 24B, D, and E be appropriately dropped or amended. These subparas do not enjoy universal support. Having said this, we are willing to reassert the understandings reached in the group earlier on responsibility and accountability, including the one affirmed in the 2022 report. Similarly, the subpara 24C seems to be misplaced in this para. We suggest that this para be transported to the relevant section on risk assessments and mitigations, which seems to be a more appropriate placeholder. I thank you.